agenda? Nick, just talk about the interception that you threw there, that deep ball.
I mean, it was just, you know, it was just a vertical throw, just trying to take a shot. And I mean, if I'm being honest, I just made a horrible throw. The ball came out bad and it had a little bit of wobble to it. And then once, you know, if you got to really cut it, and I didn't do that. I just got to spin it and sort of started fluttering towards the end. And under through Jeremy, and guy came back and made a play, but it was a, you know, a bad throw. Is one that, you know, I can't have, but you know, it happened. That, and I just gotta, you know, next time that happens, just really throw it out there.
Jeremy obviously has a couple steps on him. Did you see that? Did you think you were gonna have a touchdown on that play?
I mean, I felt good anytime I, you know, have one of our receivers on a guy one-on-one going vertical. I feel really good about it, so I just gotta get the ball out there and make a better throw.
What's it feel like when things are just kind of spiraling
out of
control so quickly?
You, I mean, it's tough, but you just try to, you know, think about the next time you get the ball, move the ball, be efficient. The game's never over till, you know, time runs out. That's the mindset I always have, no matter what the score. We're going to, you know, play our hearts out, and we just can't make mistakes. Mistakes lose you football games. You can't turn over the ball. You know, we have to protect the ball. I thought our defense, you know, was fighting all game, and, you know, got some turnovers early, and we need to, you know, we had the ball in the red zone. We need to capitalize on that. We need to get the ball in the end zone and score touchdowns instead of coming away with field goals. That'll help a lot. And but, I mean, the big thing is we have to protect the ball, and, you know, we'll be in a different situation if we do that.
The last four games, there have not been many deep passes. Are you making those passes in practice? Like, are your passes on in practice?
I mean, so it just depends what, you know, the defense is doing. You know, we were throwing a lot, so they started playing softer, and you try to take shots when they, you know, come up a little tighter. So you can't really, I mean, if we have a look, we're going to try to take a shot. We try to take a shot with the deep ball, and I made a bad throw. So I have to, you know, make better throws when we do take shots and really take advantage of it.
Can you make that throw? Can you get that ball 45, 50, 60 yards downfield with accuracy and hit it?
I can, yes.
Nick, what did you notice the biggest difference in your game from last Sunday to today?
We lost. I mean, that's it. You know, I don't really worry about that, man. We got to get the job done at quarterback position. You know, I take pride in, you know, putting points on the board, and we didn't put on more points than, you know, the other team, so that's on the quarterback. That's on me. And, we got to go back to the film, got to keep grinding, keep getting better. And, you know, that's why, you know, one week you win, you know, the next week is tough. So, just got to keep learning. Just got to be critical on myself. There's a lot of things to improve on, but I'm going to work hard at it, and I'm going to work hard to improve on all of them.
Two net drives in the first half, the one where you had a first to goal to three and the other first goal to, I think, the two. The sequence of plays that you use, second-guessing yourself just on audibling or taking a different look at the coverages, you didn't seem to have a clean look at anybody.
I mean, different things, different plays have different things built in. So based on, you know, what we're seeing, you know, trying to get us in the best look, but got to capitalize. We have to execute. I have to execute down there, and we have to get the ball in the end zone.
Nick, do you feel that you improved and stepped forward in any aspect tonight? You did come back from a 10-0 deficit.
I mean, there's always stuff you can take away from games. There's always learning. I mean, each game you learn more and more. Throughout. I mean, I learned a lot throughout this game, and you know, it doesn't feel good right now, and it won't feel good for, you know, like I've said before, I have a 24-hour rule of dealing with a game, but I'm going to learn a lot from it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to use this game as, you know, moving forward. And, it's all you can do.
Nick, when Bryce's fumble, it looked like you never had full control. Was it trouble with the exchange there? That handoff feel right to you? Or what was your...
I mean, that was just one of those things that it just was one of those freak things. I don't know. I just know that we got to hold on to the ball. I'll see on film, but I mean, my job's always to get Bryce the, you know, I know there's, you know, a guy, I think they had a good step on us with a guy shooting up the gap, and doesn't happen often, and that, you know, we got to make sure me and Bryce get the exchange right, and, you know, don't let the ball, you know, hit the ground. So I got to make sure I get it to him and in a good spot, and I know he'll hold on to it.
In terms of the lack of deep passes, as you mentioned before, how much of that is in the game? game plan, and how much of that is you going to the dump off that?
I mean, you know, like I said before, it depends on what the other team's doing and based on coverages and stuff, what's good versus different coverages. And, you know, we were hitting some, you know, good routes. We hit some, you know, 20-yard routes. And, you know, like I said, we tried to take advantage of the deep shot and made a bad throw. So, you know, you just got to play the game. And no matter what play called, you know, felt like you just got to run it. You got to be, you know, I got to be on target, got to be on time. And, you know, we have to execute and drive the ball down the field and put it in the end zone.
Nick, anything change by Cincinnati's defense after the half? They played pretty well in the first half moving the ball, and then some things happened.
They played well. You know, we just started – we just have to protect the ball. And, you know, I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, protecting the ball and limiting turnovers is huge. That'll, you know, most of the time that'll win you games if you can hold on to the ball.
These last two games, what do you need to do? What do you want to do?
I'm just going to, you know, I take it day at a time. Just get better. There's a lot to learn from this film. You know, I saw the guys' eyes after the game, and everybody's still going to be there working. Everybody's going to still fight. We're going to stick together as a team. I know the coaches are sticking together, and we're going to move forward. And that's the only thing I know to do is move forward no matter what, win, lose, no matter what, through anything. I'm going to keep pushing, keep working. I'm going to learn. I'm going to grind. And, I mean, I want to win these games. I know all of us want to win these games, but it's going to take the proper steps. It's going to, you know, we need to look at the film, see what we need to do better, protect the ball, and, you know, keep staying together, keep pushing it, and, you know, get something going.
Last one, Travis, what did you learn from the first Washington game?
The first Washington game? They're a talented team. There'll be a different defense in Cincinnati, and, it just goes back to we have to execute and protect the ball. I mean, they're going to, you know, come in here, you know, in a playoff hunt. And we just have to, you know, stick together, execute our plays. If we get the, you know, when we get the ball in the red zone, we have to put it in the end zone. I mean, that's key. So, but, you know, we need to learn from this film and move forward.